Epstein, McConnell's 11% rating, and a Social Security cliff in 2032. FBI Director Kash Patel appeared before a House committee this week and vowed to release the names associated with the Epstein investigation, a commitment Washington will be watching closely more than 7 years after Jeffrey Epstein's death. The hearing was by multiple accounts contentious. Separately, the House Oversight Committee released the transcript of a closed-door interview with Katherine Ruemmler, a former Obama White House counsel, in which she acknowledged making a joke about an Epstein massage in testimony. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's political standing has entered what analysts described as statistical outlier territory. A CNN SSRS poll released Thursday placed his favorability at 11% after 7 weeks away from the Senate floor. When reporters asked his aide about video proof of life, actual evidence that the 84-year-old senator is in good health, the aide declined to answer. The prolonged absence creates procedural complications for a Republican majority that depends on his seat and raises live questions about resignation timelines, gubernatorial appointment processes, and successor politics in Frankfurt. Justice Clarence Thomas unilaterally granted the Trump legal team until September 9th to petition the Supreme Court to revive the president's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. The procedural move, a single justice granting an extension on a petition deadline, is technically routine, but the optics attracted predictable controversy given ongoing questions about Thomas's recusals and relationships with Trump allies. Senator Chuck Grassley issued a warning this week that has not received commensurate attention. Under current projections, the Social Security Trust Fund will be depleted by 2032, triggering an automatic 22% cut in benefits for all recipients under existing law. That would represent the largest single reduction in American retirement income in the program's history, and it would apply not just to new enrollees, but to everyone currently receiving benefits. Grassley and Senator Bernie Sanders separately advanced a bipartisan bill to impose financial penalties on the Pentagon, which has failed its financial audit 5 consecutive years in a row. A CNN poll finding that 1 in 3 Democrats now identify as Democratic Socialists underscored the ongoing ideological tension within the party. Sanders rejected Senator John Fetterman's call for the progressive movement to stop backing far-left candidates, saying the movement would not retreat. That internal division will shape 2028 primary dynamics. In Georgia, a third state lawmaker pleaded guilty to COVID unemployment fraud, reflecting the continuing legal reckoning from pandemic-era fiscal oversight failures.